Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Before I get onto today's topic, which is love over hate, I have a quick, very good announcement. We're going to be adding to our podcast at Prayer and Lunch Podcast on peoplepodcast.com a Spanish language podcast with Spanish and prayers and thoughts and songs. And it's going to be headed by a new podcaster to us, Martha Vegas, and she has a lot of credibility to her name. She is a leader of the young adults in St. David Catholic Church in Davie, and also she is a leader at the young adults at Nova University, and also in Davie, Florida. So very exciting to have someone that who has been a speaker at different conferences and also had a on a Catholic radio show. He even got to interview Dr. Scott Hahn, which is, to me, that's a catch and a half. He's a very great theologian for those in the Catholic faith, kind of know him quite well. So that was a big, big interview that she had. And so I hope, hopefully within a week or so, we could be hearing some of her podcasts, and maybe I could get some of these shows on her, on my Blog Talk Radio show also. So please look forward to that in the coming weeks. Now, the topic of the day, love over hate. And this tragedy, it's like a new tune, old tune, keeps playing over and over and over and over again. They were saying the last 72 hours, it was gentlemen, and I guess evil in this case were, I think, all white men, I believe. I'm not quite sure about that. But in, I guess it was in Kentucky, by Louisville, this man tried to enter a black Baptist church in Louisville, and they were smart enough to have the door locked during their service. And but unfortunately, he did kill two people, so that's still bad news. You can't stop hate 100%. And, of course, everyone knows what happened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This man with a gun also went into a synagogue in this case and actually killed 11 people from that synagogue from Jewish descent. So that's very sad news, and we'll pray for their souls and for the other two souls lost. And also the bomber who was hitting all Democratic and left-wing, some left-wing extremists, and he was sending bombs that was up to 11 or 12, but they caught him right down here in Plantation, Florida, right next to us. So I'm glad they got him off the street, and good job for the FBI and our Secret Service and that did all this hard work, and the Postal Service, of course, who also looked into this and found some deep bombs. So that's good news in that respect. And no one was hurt, so that's the best news. Now, can we, no one was, you know, politicizing, well, you know, if we stop selling guns or even having the right to own a gun or anything with guns, if we stop it, that would end the situation. But unfortunately, that won't stop hate. The only thing that could stop hate, and it's going to be probably the final analysis, is God versus Satan. Satan is the leader of hate. So he's going to find anyone to progress his hate, which could be white, black, whatever religion he could find. If he could find a way, he's going to. And not just with guns. Look at Chicago, see if Chicago and Illinois. It has the most strict gun laws there is, I think, in the United States. But it's still number one in murders. So stopping the guns from getting from the good people is not going to stop crime and hate and killing. Because bad people is always going to find a way of doing damage to a bomb. I remember back this was in the early 90s, I believe, where synagogues was many burnings of fires, like in Louisville and other, I know it was Tennessee and other states. So, you know, that's not going to stop. Prayers, you know, someone was saying, well, should we be praying instead? Action, they want action. Forget prayers. Prayers won't do anything. No, prayers will do a lot. And so those, you know, who are going to synagogues or churches, you know, you have to be aware of what's going on. Like that one church, you know, security. Unfortunately, if you can't afford it, you have to lock the doors. I know when I visited in Italy, in Rome, and in Assisi, you know, at least the big churches, they had two armed policemen in the front of every church. I mean, they had like AK-47s, type of gun. So they looked very serious. So, you know, you may need more security detail. Unfortunately, that's the only way to stop it. The schools, the same way, they go, you know, maybe you're not going to have the AK-47s pointing out in front of every school, but you definitely have to have more security, you know, locking the doors, having badges coming on the students, the current students, going through detectives. I don't know why it's taking so long in Broward County to set those up. I hope that it's already done. Because we need to be able to, you know, have security for our children and for those who do go to church. You shouldn't be have to worry about that, you know, going to the church. So, you know, love, you know, and that means love God and prayers. Because will it be stopped? Yeah, it's going to be the final solution where good versus evil. God versus the devil. And St. Michael, the archangel, will be leading that for God. So that's why I'm doing a special prayer to St. Michael, the archangel. Those are cousins of Jewish faith. I know you believe in St. Michael, the archangel. So you believe in angels. Some people even think Jesus Christ is an angel, but no, Jesus is not an angel. And no, he's not a prophet. We'll get into another story, what he really is. And that's the Son of God that's in the Old Testament. But we're not here to talk about that, but to pray for those souls who lost their lives. Pray for those who were hurt, that they had to heal. Pray for those who family members were hurt or killed. And this tragedy that they're dealing with in Pittsburgh and Louisville, and there will be other ones. Unfortunately, it happens. I wish I could say, well, personally, I don't, you know, I don't believe in having a gun myself, but if stopping it, illegally stopping having guns would stop murder, I'd be all in favor of it. Yep, please, just take away all the guns. Unfortunately, as like Chicago and New York City and other big cities, that do not have, you know, at all, gun at all. So it doesn't stop the violence. It doesn't stop the murders. So, you know, let's just pray for them. And so I want to do a special prayer to St. Michael, the archangel. St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and the sneers of the devil. May God revoke him, we humbly pray. And do you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, trust in hell, Satan, and all other evil spirits prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. So God bless you all, and please be on the lookout for a new podcasting in Espanol, Spanish. I love it. I can't wait till that happens. So, God bless you all. And thank you for listening to Block Talk Radio and Prayer and Lunch Podcast.